Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Do you have it?
Hi, this is Rosina Klamowski, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. I understand you were interested in the increased Medicare benefits, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Can you confirm your zip code for me, please?
60435.
All right, thank you so much for that. Before we begin, sir, Medicare just requires that I let you know. We don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area there. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, your state health insurance program for all of your options. And before I go any further, just for compliance purposes, I am required to ask, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility? No, okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
Make all my decisions.
All right, very good. And as far as the additional benefits go, sir, is there anything in particular you wanted to make sure was included in your plan? For example, did you need additional dental or vision benefits, or maybe an increase on your over-the-counter card?
No. I was looking at $1,200 expenditure card, where I get groceries or whatever I need to get.
Yes. Okay. So there's certain plans that do offer a grocery benefit, and then there's also plans that offer money back on the Social Security check. So it does depend on what's available in your area and what you qualify for. Now, do you receive Medicaid in addition to Medicare, or is it just Medicare that you have?
Get both.
You get both? Okay, very good. So if you have both, that means you're in a very good position. There are certain plans that do offer the high food benefit there. So let's go ahead and take a look to see exactly what you have and what's available to you. The first thing that we need to do is determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
I've never got one in the mail yet. I got my number.
Okay. And do you know your number?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, just go ahead with that. It's a combination. Yeah, the numbers and letters.
Okay. It's 2-3-X-7-C-D-7-H-X-3-5.
Okay. I want to make sure I got all that. Let me see here. I think I'm missing a number or letter, so I'm going to repeat it back to you. I have the number 2, and then X for X-ray, and then T for Tom. No?
No. No. 2.
Mm-hmm.
P is in Paul.
Okay.
X is in X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
7. C is in cat. D is in dog. 7. H as in Harry, X as in X-ray, 3-5.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and plug that in here. And do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system, sir?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Mr. David Flanagan, correct?
Yep.
All right. So I got your profile pulled up here. And then I have the date of birth as June 1st, 1958. And then I do see here, I do see you are on a plan that doesn't work with the Medicaid, but I do see, yes, you do have Medicaid and extra help. So you absolutely do qualify to pick up one of these plans that give you these additional benefits every month. So give me one moment here. While I confirm your level of Medicaid, and are you still over at 1987 West Jefferson Street in Juliet, Illinois? No? All right, so let's go ahead and update that address as well. What's the new address?
1213 Schreiber. That's S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R Avenue,
okay.
Juliet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Juliet, and then 60435. All right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, perfect. All right, so we'll go ahead and update that. And I see you started your Part A and Part B of Medicare in May of 2023. Yep, and you are getting that extra help. So let me pull everything up here. And before I can discuss any plans that are available to you, David, Medicare just requires that I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, sir, this verbal scope appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details in your area there?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, I see that you've had this plan since last year. Now, in 2025, Medicare didn't offer a lot of what's called a dual special needs plan in Illinois. So for 2026 is when they came out with a lot of other options. So the dual special needs plans are plans that work with Medicare and Medicaid, and they give you back, they offer you a lot of additional benefits like a food card, extra dental and vision benefits, and transportation and things like that. So you definitely qualify to pick one of these up. So the first thing that I'm going to do, David, is just to make sure we have all your doctors and medications, in network and in the formulary. What is the name of your primary care doctor that you go see?
I really don't have one, but I was assigned one through DeVoting.
Okay. So do you like the one that you're going to right now? Do you know his or her name?
I've never gone to him, but I've got the name on the card here.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then I do see one on file here, Dr. Ijaz Mayoma, Mayuna. Is that what you have there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like that doctor does take other plans as well. Okay. All right. And then do you go see any specific specialists?
I don't go to a doctor unless I have to.
I hear you, sir. Okay. All right. Then that's not a problem at all. If you do need, select a doctor just in case you need to go, that you have somebody close by that you're seeing. Okay. So it looks like, yeah.
Only time I go to a doctor is when I go to the hospitals.
I hear you. Yeah, do you take any kind of medications regularly or not? Not really. Because are you getting those filled?
Not really. I got prescriptions, but I don't use them unless absolutely necessary.
Okay. So I have a couple here. Are you still, are you doing the inhalers still? Do I have a Breo Ellipta on file and then the albuterol? You don't fill those regularly, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to take all the medications off here, and I will let you know as long as you have extra help from the Social Security Administration. So anytime you need to fill a medication, just remember you get extra help. So the most that you would ever have to pay for any generic medication is $1.60, and then the most that you would ever pay for any brand name medication is $4.80. And if the medications are generic, usually they're $0. So, you know, any kind of blood pressure medications and things like that. All right. So we'll go ahead and leave that with no prescriptions. And then what pharmacy do you normally go to if you did have to fill medications?
Walmart. I got an RX prescription card that a friend of mine got a hold of for me. It's a good RX prescription savings card.
Yes.
Good Walgreens, Walmart, Jewel Osco, and CVS. But I usually go to Walmart.
Okay, perfect. So when you go to Walmart, that good RX, I want to let you know, you're probably going to get higher savings if you use your insurance card. So we'll get you set up that you'll get everything in the mail. And then the GoodRx could help out if there's any. But you already have a great benefit that you're getting extra help from the, you know, from Social Security. So, you know, as long as that medication is in the formulary, you should be paying very, very low copays. Do you take any, was it the amlodipine or, like, blood pressure? Do you still take that sometimes?
I was given a prescription for it. A couple years ago, when I ran out of them, I haven't gotten any since then. I really should, because I've got a bad heart valve. One of my heart valves leaks, so I really should.
Well, yeah, you should take it. I'll let you know right now if you go fill that prescription. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. It's $0. Yeah, I put in that amlodipine here. And I did the 2.5 milligrams, which is a generic milligram. But even if it was a higher milligram, it would not make a difference. So if you go to Walmart with this insurance, it would be $0 for you to fill that medication. Now, it looks like you have two options in your area there that works with your level of Medicaid that does cover. It'll cover, of course, your doctors and prescriptions. And then as far as extra benefits goes, right, there's one plan that gives you $225 every month. That's every month that you get on an extra benefits card, and you can use that for food. You could use it for wellness products, first aid, and things like that. So it's like an over-the-counter that you could use for food as well. So one plan is offering $225, and then the other one, let me look it up to see with Humana what they're giving. The other with Humana, it's $260, which is Yeah, that with Humana is giving you a higher benefit. So with that Humana plan, it's, of course, it's $0. This plan works with your level of Medicaid. You get $260 every month on the Healthy Allowance card. Your primary care and your doctor office visits are $0. And because of your...
Back up a couple, Frank. Back up a little bit. To get your attention, you said selling two shirts. After you said 260.
Okay. So there's two. Okay, so this is a Medicare Advantage plan, right? Because you have Medicaid and Medicare, they have specific plans that work with Medicare and Medicaid for your health insurance. These not only cover your health insurance benefits, so when you go to the doctors and the hospitals, you're covered pretty much as long as your network is $0 to go see the doctors or go to the hospital and things like that. In addition to that, these plans offer extra benefits like more dental or vision benefits and a food card. So they offer a monthly food card that you can use for over-the-counter items, or you could use it for, like, healthy groceries. Does that make sense? So, yes. So, and again, this is because you have Medicaid, so just make sure whenever, whenever it's time to renew your Medicaid, that you're just renewing that Medicaid so you can continue to receive these benefits. And this, again, these plans are new for 2026 from Medicare for the state of Illinois. Illinois didn't have this last year, so that's probably why they didn't put you on it. But they are new for this year. So at this point, it will just make sure, again, that your doctors are networked. And in your case, since you don't have a particular doctor, you could always just, we could assign you one. And you could, or pick one from... We'll assign you a primary care doctor, and then if you need to see a specialist, that primary care doctor can refer you to a specialist. So at this point, it would be based on your needs. For example, if you needed dental work done, I'll say one of the plans, the one that gives you a little bit less on the food card, it gives you $2,500 for the dental benefits. The other one with Humana that gives you more on the food card gives you $500 for the dental. So it really depends. Do you have any kind of dental work that you need to get done? Any major dental work is what I want to say.
Well, I ain't got hardly any teeth.
Okay, so you could use some dentures then.
I could use them, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, the Aetna plan is giving you $2,500 for the dentures. So you could use that towards the dentures. I know dentures, a decent pair of dentures are usually around that. And then with that particular plan for the vision, do you wear any kind of glasses?
Just what I'm reading.
Okay. All right. So you can, the plan also offers, just like the one that you have right now, you have a vision benefit. So you get your exam for $0. And then the Aetna plan is giving you $200 that you can use to get yourself a nice pair of, reading glasses. You could go to the optometrist and get some reading glasses with that.
I get reading glasses all the time at the dollar store.
At the dollar store. I know a lot of people do that. Yeah. So if you wanted to, you'll have that, you have that benefit to get yourself a pair of, snazzy reading glasses. It's up to you. But yes, I know they're at the dollar store and over the counter. So, All right. And then chronic conditions. So you can use that. Let me just pull everything up here, so bear with me one moment. So the plan with the higher dental benefit, like I said, it gives you $225 for, healthy foods, and you can do over-the-counter products. You can even pay utilities or transportation with that that flexible benefit. So it's $225 that can go towards healthy foods, you know, like healthy foods that you can use at Walmart, Kroger, Publix. I'm not sure where. Okay, you're in Illinois there. Usually the bigger, you know, stores, the grocery stores, they do accept it. So I know Walmart definitely does. So you can use the card there. So that you can go towards certain utilities. You would have to check with your utility company to see if they accept payment from this card. They might or might not. I'm not sure which ones do. I just know some of them do. So when you get everything in the mail, you can take a look at that. And again, this would be with Aetna, and you'll get the dental benefit of $2,500. The eyeglasses, again, you have that benefit of $200. And then the highlight of this is, you know, $225 every month on the Flex card. So, and this is with Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan, okay? So this would take place, okay. So this would take place over the devoted. The devoted, you would, if you need to use anything with the devoted, it would be good until the end of the month. And then this Aetna plan will go into effect February 1st.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get you set up here, David.
You said February 1st?
Yes, it's going to be February 1st. I know it's very close here, but it will be, you'll get everything in the mail within a week. So if you need to use the insurance for any reason before you get your cards, it will be in the system. So once we submit the application, Aetna will give you a call just to verify, you know, verify everything, and I'll give you their phone number as well if you have any questions, you know, as far as the ID cards. As of February 1st, you could even register online to get a copy of your ID cards, but typically the pharmacies, their systems are all connected now, so they'll be able to see that your plan went into effect February 1st. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then you'll have the devoted until the end of the year. So let's go ahead, and then we'll select a primary care doctor. Let me see.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean I have devoted till the end of the year?
No, I'm sorry, till the end of the month. I apologize. You'll have your devoted until the end of the month, and then this plan will go into effect February 1st. I'm so sorry. I misspoke. I apologize. Thank you for that. It looks like that doctor that they assigned you also accepts this Aetna plan, so we can keep the doctors as they are right now. There's another doctor I see on here. It's called Dr. Labidi Muhammad. I don't know if you've ever been to him.
Respiratory doctor.
Okay, perfect. So he's in network. You can go see him with this plan, no problem. It's $0.
Okay.
Okay, and then, yes, you can. And you're covered. Your medications are covered with the extra help, so at Walmart there. So as of right now, I only listed the amlodipine, the blood pressure medication, and that's coming up at $0. So, okay, let's go ahead and get you set up here. All right, David. So we're going to go ahead and start the enrollment. We do just have to put in an application for Medicare. Please, very similar to what you did with the devoted. So we're going to go ahead and start the enrollment. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or no. And do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Just a clear yes or no, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's important that you understand the benefits included in this plan. So I'm going to go ahead and review them once again, just the highlights of the plan benefits, and you're going to get everything in the mail. So again, this is the Aetna Medicare FIDE. It's an HMO Dual Special Needs Plan. The monthly premium is $0. The medical deductible is $0. The inpatient hospital coverage, $0. I'm sorry?
That won't take anything away from a Social Security check, right?
No, sir. No, 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 this will not. It's $0. It doesn't take anything from your Social Security check at all. And your Part B premium is getting paid because you have Medicaid. So, no, nothing at all. It's $0. And, again, you're able to pick this up because you qualify for Medicare and Medicaid. Yes. And then, so as far as the plan goes, the medical deductible is $0. The drug deductible is $615, but you have that extra help, so that does not pertain to you there. Any ambulatory surgical centers for the outpatient hospital coverage or the inpatient hospital coverage in network is $0. Your doctor office visits are $0 for the specialist and the regular doctor office visits. And then we left your pulmonary doctor and your primary care doctor that we went over there. They're showing in network, so we left them listed as your doctors. Any inpatient mental health coverage, so in-network psychiatric hospital services are $0. Any outpatient mental health coverage for individual or group sessions are $0. Of course, your preventative services, that's your annual colonoscopy, physical, diabetes screening. There's a whole list of things. They're $0. The emergency care, if you need to go to the emergency room, it's $0. The copayment for the urgent care is $0. It says copayment for urgent care worldwide coverage is $0. And then, of course, we went over the your prescription coverage with the level 2 that I mentioned to you. So the most that you would pay for any generic medication is $1.60. And then the most that you would pay for any brand name medication is $4.80. And then, once again, you get a dental benefit. Aetna gives you here $2,500 for the dental benefit. So make sure you pick a dentist in-network and, use that benefit. And then for the vision, they're giving you a $200 credit for a pair of glasses. And then, again, for the over-the-counter benefits, that's for the monthly over-the-counter wallet, you get $225 every month on the Flex card. So, again, you're going to get all of this in the mail. So I'm going to go ahead and just continue reading here. It says benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of 2027. So, these plans change every year. David, so around next year when the open enrollment comes around, I'll give you a call and we'll see what's available for the next year. So it says you may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the Aetna website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all the options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage HMO organizations that have a Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, you will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in the plan. And you acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both your hospital Part A and your medical Part B to stay in the Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan. And then moving right along here, I have for the applicant information, Mr. David Flanagan, date of birth June 1st, 1958, sex male. And then the phone number here, is this the best phone number to reach you at, the 815-955-6756, is that correct, for Aetna to reach you at? Okay. All right. The health plan may call or text you using this number. And David, what's your preferred method of contact for Aetna? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message? They even have an email option if you would like.
Phone.
Okay, for both? All right, I'll go ahead and select both here. Perfect. And then
I don't use email, and I don't like text.
Okay, so phone call. I hear you. That's usually the best. If somebody needs anything, they could always leave a message, you know?
Yep.
Yes. All right, and then the address that we're updating, the address on file is to, and that we're going to send the new ID cards out to is 1213 Schreiber Avenue, that's S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R Avenue in Juliet, Illinois, 60435. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then preferred language, it says English, Spanish, Chinese, or other. I know it's a silly question, but I have to ask.
I'm an American, so I'm English.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. All right. And then I have your Medicare number here, which you provided to me earlier in the call, so we're using that on the application. Then your Part A and Part B effective date of May 2023. And you are enrolled in the Medicaid program. I was able to verify that you do have full Medicaid, but I, give me one moment. I got to look up your actual Medicaid number, so just bear with me. We need that Medicaid number in order to put this on the file here.
Medicaid number 105.
Oh, perfect. Okay, 105. Mm-hmm.
704.
Mm-hmm.
93.
Nine. What was this? What came after the nine?
993.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could, that saved me a few minutes here.
Let me go ahead and say it one more time. 105-704-993.
Perfect. Thank you. So that's 105-704-993. I got it. All right. Okay. And then your... the enrollment period that we're using for this application, David, is that it is the open enrollment period. And so the effective date for this new plan will be February 1st of 2026. And then we're putting that Medicaid on there. Now I'm just going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over the information about the plan here. It's asking, have we discussed the benefits of this Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan to your satisfaction? And do you intend to enroll for a plan premium of $0 with the effective date February 1st, 2026? Just a clear yes or no, please.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that is a contract with the federal government? It is not a Medicare supplement plan. So this is still a $0 Medicare Advantage plan that you, like you currently have, versus the supplement plans, they don't include prescription coverage and they have a premium. So it's asking if you understand that this is still a Medicare Advantage plan, just to clear yes or no, please. Okay, thank you. And then your primary care doctor we have listed is Dr. Aiza Mamuna on 1717 Glenwood Avenue. Perfect. It says, by selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. Again, the monthly premium for this plan is $0 plus any Part B premium that you may have. If you didn't sign up for credible prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If the penalty applies to you, we'll send you a letter describing the steps you need to take. That does not apply to you because it looks like you've had credible prescription coverage from when you first picked up your Part A and Part B. And then the next few statements, also don't apply to you because you already get extra help, but I'm just required to read it out. So it says people with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drug premiums and costs. If you're eligible, Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums, annual deductibles, and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we'll bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213 or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You could also apply for extra help online at socialsecurity.gov. And then again, this is a $0 plan. And it says, please note that if you have extra help and are enrolling in a plan with drug coverage, your premium or copay may change if your extra help level changes. Now, according to the Medicare database here, it looks like you're pre-approved for your extra help, David, until the end of 2026. So towards the end of the year is when the Social Security will send you something out to let you know that it's time to renew your extra help. So make sure you do that when they send it out to you. But as of right now, they have you pre-approved until December of 2026, okay? And then at some point, a few months before then, they'll reach out to you to renew those benefits. All right. So this brings us to the last part of the application here. It says you understand that your signature on this application means you understand the contents of this application. And is it okay if I go ahead and assist you with what's called the voice signature, which is pretty much three sections of disclosures that I have to read out to you, and then I can go ahead and submit the application. Would it be okay if I go ahead and start that process, David?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I will now read the necessary disclosures. So section one here, it says, you, the applicant, and Aetna acknowledge and agree, to the following provisions. You are using an electronic transaction that will be verified by electronic signature. This agreement to use electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may request to cancel this agreement to electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my Aetna representative an address, phone number, and a contact name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronically stored and maintained by Aetna, and to complete your enrollment, we'll ask for your agreement with several statements. And so far, David, do you understand and agree with the statements that you have heard? Just a clear yes or no, please. Thank you. I will now read the second section here. It's the longer one, so some of the information, again, might not pertain to you, but I do have to read it. So section two says, if you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it if you join Aetna. Read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact the office listed in their communications. If there's no contact information, your benefits administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or a Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with Aetna. It is your responsibility to tell Aetna about other prescription coverage you have or get in the future. By joining this Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that Aetna will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and health care operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use, disclose, and exchange enrollment data for Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th through December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to Aetna to leave or change this plan. Aetna provides plans for a specific service area. If you move to a new area, you must notify us and find a plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You'll be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network, non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see your evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or the services you get from a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. For help filing any complaint, visit Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state health insurance assistance program, SHIP, for free personalized help. And I know that was a lot, David, but do you understand and agree with the statement that you have heard so far? Just a clear yes or no, please. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I will now read the final section here. This is section 3, and it says, you understand when your Aetna coverage begins, you must get all of your medical and prescription drug benefits from Aetna. Benefits and services provided by the Aetna Medicare HMO Dual Special Needs Plan and contained in your Aetna Evidence of Coverage document, also known as a Member Contract or Subscriber Agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare nor Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan will pay for benefits or services that are not covered. This plan is a dual eligible special needs plan. Your ability to enroll will be based on verification that you are entitled to Medicare and medical assistance from the state plan under Medicaid. Premiums, copays, coinsurance, and or deductibles may vary based on the level of Medicaid you receive. You may have to pay extra for prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called that Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount or the Part D IRMA. If you're assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You'll be responsible for paying this extra amount in addition to the planned premium. Either the amount will be withheld from the Social Security benefit or you'll be billed directly by Medicare or the Railroad Retirement Board. Do not send Aetna your Part D IRMA payment. So that also does not apply to you because they would have let you know already if that applies to you. And then Aetna will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means you understand and agree to all the statements that you've heard in this recording, and you also agree that you understand how the plan we've discussed works and the charges you're responsible for. You are enrolling in a dual special needs plan that has a monthly premium that is reduced by your Medicaid level, so your monthly premium may be adjusted if your Medicaid level changes. You may become ineligible for this plan if you lose Medicaid. And David, if you agree to complete your enrollment now, please state your name, your date of birth, and that you agree.
Okay, David Flanagan, June 1st, 1958.
And they want to hear you, and that you agree.
And I agree.
Thank you so much, David. Let me go ahead. I will now submit the enrollment here. So like I said, it does take a couple of days. So in the next few days, Aetna will be reaching out to you. If for some reason the application doesn't go through, then you'll continue to, you know, you'll still have your devoted plan. So you will not go out with, you know, you will not be without any kind of coverage. But based on, you know, the fact that you haven't made any changes, I don't see why this, you know, it wouldn't go into effect February 1st. And I'm going to give you a couple of, do you have a piece of paper and pen there? Do you have, can you take first my name and number down? And then I'm going to give you the phone number for Aetna as well.
All right. Okay.
All right. So the phone number for Aetna is 1-800.
Okay.
282. 282. Mm-hmm. 5366.
66. All right.
Yes. And then my number here, so I'm going to give you my direct number here as well. Again, my name is Rosina. That's R-O-S-I-N-A.
Okay.
And then my phone number here, David, it is 888.
Okay.
221.
Okay.
5543.
All right.
Okay, so if you have any questions, about, you know, the coverage, or if just give me a call first, give Aetna a call just to verify, but they're really good about sending everything out right away. So you should get everything in the mail within a week, but they'll most likely give you a call before then just to verify your enrollment. And then, make sure you ask them about that. Well, you'll get two set of cards. One card is going to be for your, you know, for your health insurance, and the other one is going to be that flex card that you can use at the grocery store and things like that. If you have any questions about the flex card, usually it comes in a packet, but if you have any questions, you can call member services if you're having issues using it or anything like that. But it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much standard as far as how you're going to, you know, use it at the grocery store. And I believe that any amount that is not used, I believe it rolls over, but just verify that. So it might not roll over, and if it doesn't, make sure, you know, you're using that benefit up each month. But it might roll over, whatever you don't use for that month. So that'll all come in the mail, and then make sure, you know, you go see the doctors there, because you have pretty good coverage with your prescriptions. I mean, that blood pressure medication at Walmart showing up as zero, so you can go fill that as well. And then anything beyond that, you have my number there. Please don't hesitate to give me a call. And then we do have one final part that we have to do, which is I have to get our verification department on the line here. So they come on the line, and I'll introduce you, and they just pretty much make sure that I did my job correctly, that we went over your medications, we went over your doctors, and that it is your intention to enroll into this plan. And then that'll finalize everything, and you'll be all set, okay? So just give me one moment while I get them on the line here, and you'll be good to go, David. One moment, okay?
Yep.
I'll introduce you when you get them on the line. All right. I have Mr. David Flanagan on the line with us. We just submitted his application. And just let me know when you're ready for that enrollment
code. Thank you. And can you, I know you just did it, but thank
yes.
you. Can you please provide the beneficiary's name and the enrollment code we're discussing?
Okay. Yes, this is for David Flanagan. And the enrollment code is 06 D for dog, 29, Q for queen, L for Larry, the number 8, the number 2, and then V for Victor.
All right. Mr. Flanagan, can you please confirm your full name and date of birth for verification?
David Flanagan, June 1st, 1958. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
The one I'm on.
If we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
I don't even know it. Hard. Hold on. Let me look at the phone here, and I can see what it is. I'd like to know. My phone. Mm-hmm. It's 815-995 something. Let me see this. Come on, phone. By the phone, slow. There you go. Come on. Six, seven, five, six.
Okay. And just to confirm, it is 815, not, excuse me, it is 815-955-6756.
What, hey, hold on. What is it, Al?
I have 815-955-6756.
You said 955? Yeah, 955.
Yes, sir. Alright. Alright, and thank you for your help, Rosina. I've located the enrollment. I can help David Flanagan from here.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Alright, David, I'm going to get off the line now, but again, you have my number there. If you have any questions, please, please don't hesitate to give me a call and start taking advantage of those benefits as soon as you get them. Alright? It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your night. All right. Thank you.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And thank you for your patience, Mr. Flanagan. As a reminder, my name is Unique Wool with Sound Fire, calling on behalf of Atma Inc., and I'll be your advocate. I know choosing healthcare is a big decision and can be a lot to navigate. I am here to make sure you are set up for success as you start your journey. With Atma, we will confirm your information and discuss a few resources to help you be ready once your plan starts. I realize you've been on the phone for a while, so we'll move as quickly as we can. All right. I see Mamuna Ajaz as your primary care physician. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and I see you have Muhammad Labadabidi as your specialist doctor. Is that correct? I'm sorry, was that a yes?
Or no? Yes.
Okay. And are there any other providers you see that we have not yet reviewed? Okay.
No.
I see you have listed one medication. Could you confirm this is correct?
What? What was that?
I see you have one medication listed. Yeah. I see you have one medication. Could you confirm this is correct? All right. And are there any prescription medications you did not review with your agent?
I got a couple, but I don't really use them, so.
Yeah,
I got a couple.
Okay. Not a problem.
I got a couple inhalers and stuff, but I don't use them. I got a little nebulizer thing for my breathing medication, but I don't use them unless I absolutely have to.
Understood. Yes, that was the plan again. And can you also confirm you fill your prescriptions at the following pharmacy, Walmart?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Great. And thank you for taking the time to confirm those details with me. Just to verify, you have chosen the Aetna Medicare FIDE HMOD-SNP. With a monthly premium of $0 and a proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026. Is it your intention to enroll into this plan? Wonderful.
Yes.
Give me a few seconds here to submit the enrollment. One moment. All right. congratulations on your new Aetna Medicare plan. To get you set up for success for the next few minutes, I'm going to share what to expect as a new member, how you can get in touch with Aetna Medicare, and make sure we have your contact information correct so they can share more with you about your new benefits. Aetna Medicare may share important information about your plan through email and text message to get it to you faster than the email. Let's make sure we have the correct information on file. Is the number you provided a cell phone?
Yes. I have it with me 24/7.
Wonderful. And let's see here. So great. And do you have an email you would like Aetna Medicare to send communications to?
I don't use none of that. Okay. I'm an old man.
Not a problem. Yes, indeed. No worries. And thank you for confirming your contact information.
I'm from back in the day when you had pages.
Yes, sir. And Aetna Medicare may reach out to you through any of these methods, but I would love to be able to share with them what your preferred method of contact is. If you would like to change your preference, you can always call Aetna directly or use the secure member portal to update your preferences. And Mr. Flanagan, what is your preferred communication method for Aetna to contact you? Would that be call, text, email, or the mail?
Call or text. Preferably call.
Call or text. All right. I'll note that down, that you want to be called instead of text. One moment.
I'll take a text, but I prefer to be called.
Okay.
But It's hard for me to see a text if I ain't got my reading glasses close up. I can see stuff far away, but up close, everything's a little fuzzy.
Mm.
So it's easier.
Understood. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. And thank you for sharing with me.
I try to keep my reading glasses handy, but sometimes I don't see them even.
And now that we have your communication preferences set for how Aetna Medicare will contact you, I want to share a few ways you can get in contact with them and learn more about your new plan. The easiest way to get connected with Aetna Medicare and learn more about your new plan is through your Aetna Medicare Health app and the Aetna Medicare Secure Member website. You can register once you have your Aetna Medicare member ID number, which will be located on your ID card. Once your plan becomes effective, you can use the Aetna Medicare Health app or the Aetna Medicare Secure Member website to see your Aetna Medicare ID card. Track your medical and prescription drug spending and finding in-network providers. To make it easy, I would love to send you a text with links to the Aetna Medicare Secure Member website and to download the Aetna Medicare Health app to your device. The text would arrive within a few minutes, so I can make sure you receive it. And would you like to receive a confirmation text containing Aetna Inc. contact information?
Okay. You can send it, but now I don't know nothing about computers and stuff. So I don't really know how to do all that stuff. So
okay.
And that's why I say I prefer phone calls anyway.
Okay, understood. Yeah. But this will have all their information and their numbers. So let me send that. So the text is on its way, along with the website and app link. The text will also have Aetna Medicare member service phone number. The website and app will be able to help you with most questions, but if you need other help, feel free to call Aetna Medicare directly.
Yeah, I got that number.
All right, our last step together. Awesome. And our last step together. Yep, that's it. That was me. And our last step together is to make sure you know what to expect next for your new plan. Aetna Medicare will receive your application soon. You should be hearing from them with a letter in the mail in the next 2 weeks. If there is any further information needed from you to confirm your application, a representative from Aetna Medicare will reach out to you. Once your application is approved, you will receive your new member ID card, which will include your Aetna Medicare member ID number. This ID card is important to bring with you for all healthcare appointments and visits to the pharmacy. You can get a digital copy through the Aetna Medicare Health app or on the Secure Member website. On the back of the card, there will be a QR code that will take you directly to your plan's webpage. It's a dedicated site for your specific Aetna Medicare Advantage plan. It has a lot of great information about your new plan, a helpful video about your plan, as well as your summary of benefits and your evidence of coverage. Let me make this a little bit bigger. One moment here. All right. And with your new Aetna Medicare plan, you're eligible for a covered annual routine physical once every calendar year with your primary care provider. An annual routine physical is a preventative checkup to assess your overall health and identify potential health issues. It involves a physical exam, a review of your medical history, and potentially includes screenings and tests based on your needs. Once you receive your member ID number, it's a great time to call your doctor and schedule your annual physical. This appointment is a good way to stay on top of your health and make sure you are getting the care you need. If you have any questions about these benefits or the information you receive, you can call the Aetna Medicare Member Services Team anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, who will be able to help you. You may receive information from some of the partners Aetna Medicare work with by mail, phone, or email. We have covered a lot, and I hope that I help you feel confident about the next steps for your Aetna Medicare plan. As a reminder, your enrollment into your new Aetna Medicare FIB HMO D-SNP with the expected start date of February 1st, 2026 is now complete. Your new Aetna Medicare plan has a lot of great benefits. The Aetna Medicare team is looking forward to helping you get set up for success with them as a new member. They will be reaching out to you in the coming weeks to educate you on your benefits and answer any questions you may have. Thanks again for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Brooke, can I just call you? You're talking about chicken day. It's like making money. I wouldn't want money out. I wouldn't buy a dub because you want good money.
Hello? Hello?